Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon History and Mythology Podcast. In this episode, we're going to look at Anglo-Saxon gems and jewellery adorning the past with radiant beauty. The gleam of precious gems and the intricate craftsmanship of jewellery have forever held the power to captivate human hearts. The world of Anglo-Saxon gems and jewellery transports us to an era when these artifacts weren't merely embellishments, but repositories of culture, status, and symbolism. From the 5th to the 11th century, the early Germanic tribes of England left behind a legacy of exquisite adornments that mirror their artistic sensibilities, spiritual beliefs, and social hierarchy. This exploration delves into the resplendent realm of Anglo-Saxon gems and jewellery, unravelling the techniques, significance, and enduring allure of these treasures from the past. Historical context and influences. A Germanic roots and cultural exchange. The Anglo-Saxons' jewellery-making traditions were rooted in the broader Germanic cultural tapestry. This foundation set the stage for the infusion of diverse influences brought about by interactions with neighbouring cultures, including the Vikings, Romans, and Byzantine. Merovingian and migration period styles. The early Anglo-Saxon jewellery exhibited elements reminiscent of Merovingian and migration period styles. Brooches, buckles, and other ornaments bore witness to these influences, showcasing intricate metalwork filigree and cloison techniques. Gemstones, treasure from the earth, a gemstone variety and significance. Anglo-Saxon jewellery featured an array of gemstones, each prized not only for their intrinsic beauty, but also for their perceived mystical qualities. Amethyst, garnet, rock crystal, and amber were among the favoured gems, chosen for their colour, rarity, and believed protective properties. Garnet cloison, a distinctive art form. The technique of garnet cloison, where the gemstones were set within intricate gold or silver cells, marked a zenith of Anglo-Saxon jewellery craftsmanship. This method adorned items like brooches and pendants, transforming them into dazzling pieces of wearable art. Jewelry types and styles. Brooches, symbols of prestige. Brooches were a hallmark of Anglo-Saxon jewelry, serving both functional and symbolic purposes. Equal parts and adornment and practical fastening devices. Brooches often featured intricate designs and gemstone embellishments that reflected the wearer's status and taste. Necklaces and pendants, personal statements. Necklaces and pendants provide a canvas for individual expression. Beads of various materials offer interspersed with gemstones, allowed for creative combinations that showcase personal style and cultural affiliations. Rings, circular narratives. Rings occupied a special place in Anglo-Saxon culture, signifying not only social status but also serving as tokens of allegiance and affection. Intricately crafted rings, often adorned with gems, symbolise the bond between individuals and their societal roles. Techniques of craftsmanship, filigree and granulation, elegance in detail. The art of filigree involving delicate wirework and granulation. The effusion of minute metal spheres were hallmarks of Anglo-Saxon jewellery. These techniques lent a sense of refinement and intricacy to pieces like brooches and pendants. Cloison gemstone mosaics. Cloison, as applied to jewellery, involved meticulously setting gemstones within compartments formed by delicate metal partitions. This technique enabled the creation of vibrant gem-encrusted surfaces that evoked opulence and artistic finesse. Symbolism and meaning. Religious and mythological motifs. Anglo-Saxon jewellery often bore symbols with religious and mythological significance. Crosses, runes and motifs derived from pagan beliefs intertwined, reflecting a fusion of old and new belief systems in a time of cultural transition. Protective and amuletic functions. The gems and jewellery of the Anglo-Saxons held more than aesthetic allure. They were also considered potent protectors. Certain gemstones, such as amethyst and garnet, were believed to possess warding powers against malevolent forces. legacy and influence, by cultural continuities. The legacy of Anglo-Saxon gems and jewellery endures throughout the ages. Their influence can be seen in subsequent jewellery designs from medieval to modern times, attesting to their enduring appeal and timeless aesthetic. Museums and preservation. The preservation of Anglo-Saxon gems and jewellery has been a testament to their cultural significance. Museums around the world house collections that allow us to traverse through time, connecting with the craftsmanship and sentiments of a bygone era. Anglo-Saxon gems and jewellery stand as beacons of creativity, craftsmanship, and cultural identity. These artifacts transcend their material form, inviting us into a world of opulence and symbolism, where each piece narrates a story from the past, from the meticulous artistry of filigree to the vibrant splendour of garnet cloisonne. These adornments encapsulate the essence of civilization that crafted beauty with a purpose. As we marvel at these treasures, we honour the Anglo-Saxons' mastery in translating precious materials into legacies that continue to dazzle and inspire in the present day. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please tune in next time. Thank you.